Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Cinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Cinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this week. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
even earlier than usual. You know, when you have that zeal for life and you're ready and you can't wait to see what the day brings, you don't say, woe is me. You jump out of the bed and you say, wow, I can't wait to see what God has in store for us today. But that's that zeal. And if you don't quite have it, just begin to declare, I need zeal. I have zeal. I want zeal. And guess what you're going to get? Zeal. It's just the principle of having, saying what you want to have. You know what Pastor Kraft, Pastor Keith Kraft said? He said, you know, you got to think, be, and do. And so you got to think about it, you got to be about it, and then you got to do it. Just do it. Yo, it's Momentum Monday. It was an incredible, incredible weekend. I got to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about the pink night in Paris.
Carla, let me just say this. CJ in the boom, boom, room. CJ in the boom, boom, room. Pass me those binoculars, brother. The binoculars.
Uh-oh. Y'all, it's Momentum Monday. You're on point. The official OPT Network. Let us get a break, but we're back right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Hopefully you're started. It's 7:47 a.m. Central Standard, 8:47 Eastern. And this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. We encourage you to share today and shape tomorrow. And you know what? I have so many people that meet us out and about and say, what about that program? I've been hearing about it. Listen, it is an incredible program. It is an incredible way for seniors, if you're 55 years old or older, to give back to the young people in our community. And this is how you do it. You just simply phone 318-484-2260. Not only will they tell you about the program, but they'll tell you about the stipends that they have. That's money that's available to you for volunteering. They also give you mileage. And it's just an all-encompassing great program. Again, the number 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe is where they're located. Their website, 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish and McDonald's of Alexandria. You know what, y'all? We are wrapping up the month. Another month is wrapped up. Just about in the can. It's October the 28th. It's Momentum Monday. And let me tell you something. If you hear the glee and the excitement in our voice, it is simply because the pink party in Paris, the weekend,
call that.
The worship in pink. I mean, the entire weekend was absolutely, DC, phenomenal. It was so incredible. And, you know, every time that we've gotten on the microphone and we've asked you to get big, to come out of yourself, to be the change that you want to see, you have really, really encouraged us. And let me start with Saturday, D.C., with the Pink Night in Paris.
Yeah.
My goodness. We knew. We prophesied. We declare it. We called those things that were not as though they were. We knew that this year's party would be bigger, better, and greater. We knew that Darlene and her team at Sylvia's, I call them the think tank, we call them the think tank, we knew that they were gonna get really, really big, but we had no idea, I mean, just how incredible the night would be. I mean, we thought about it, we knew, but my goodness, when we went into the Hayes Auditorium early Saturday before the evening began, we could just see and feel such a spirit of excellence that just encompassed the room. I mean, you take a building like the Hayes Auditorium that has been restored. It's already beautiful in and of itself. But Darlene and her team just really went over and above. And even before the decor was finished, you could see it was going to be splendid. And you see, I mean, where do I start? Help me.
Me and Carlette, it was just absolutely electrifying to see the people who turned out for the cause.
Mm.
I mean, you know, we get on here every morning, mm-hmm. every October, you know, we go into full throttle
mm-hmm.
and come out of ourselves and try to be the change that we want to see in some other folks' lives. Breast cancer is the thing that we chose.
It is the thing that we chose. Go ahead. DC's answering the phone.
It is the thing that we chose. We decided to partner with some of our partners. Basically, you know, Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Southern Heritage Bank,
McDonald's of Pineville,
and
Sylvia's.
No, and the Cheneyville.
Davis One Stop.
But Sylvia's Karen Companion, who has pretty much just, I mean, blew the roof off of all expectations that we had for this situation.
Okay. The phone is lighting up already, and hang on, let me see. It is lighting up already, and y'all, I don't know if we have enough good positive adjectives to tell you about what happened this weekend. Hang on
right.
for me.
Darlene, turn your radio down,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah, turn your radio yeah. down.
But back to what I was saying, basically, you know, Sylvia stepped up and stepped out and came up with the idea for the Pink Party last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Darlene and you and Maurice and me and a lot of the team at Sylvia's, and we've just been meeting and trying to figure out how to get the people to mobilize
mm-hmm.
for this cause of breast cancer that is afflicting women and killing women. And causing women's lives to be shortened for mm-hmm. something that all they have to do is detect it early
mm-hmm.
and find out, you know, we've been telling people how to get the mammograms, but to see the people that turned out has moved me in ways that I just do not even know how to verbalize on this microphone. I mean, to see the people who turned out and showed up, people who care.
Yeah.
You know, and people who don't mind sharing
yeah.
and come out of themselves, don't have to lead, don't have to do all this. Look, I'm just one person, and I would like to be involved, you know, to see the people, you know, and I don't know if any politicians at all, you know, and this is the thing that moves me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got, whenever somebody's running for something mm-hmm. or doing something, you know, because I'm finna get up on the little box here now, Carlette.
Go ahead.
Because I'm a little hot. The politicians who's always volleying to be at your space, hey, vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me pay this one to get on that show
right.
to get your vote.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time to do something from your heart to give to someone, we don't see you. We don't hear from you. We don't even know you exist.
Right.
To me, as a politician, you're repugnant. You're not a leader. You're not doing anything but stinking the place up, and nobody's getting any help from you. I ain't hear from any of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had church leaders in the party. You know, mm-hmm. and right now, Carlette, let me tell you something. Somebody better pull me.
Let me pull you off. Darlene, good morning, and welcome to the OPT Network. Turn your radio down just slightly for us so we don't get that feedback. Darlene, you know what? The party was absolutely... We have not stopped talking about it. Let me just say this. DC prophesied last year that this year would be bigger, better, greater. That last year was our first year out.
Absolutely.
And DC, you were 100% right. And so, Darlene, what was your reaction about the evening?
I'm gonna be honest. When I started greeting people as they came into the auditorium, I was like, wow, this is amazing. our people really showed up and showed off. I mean, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked great. Everybody was so beautiful, you know, and they really poured in and they really came and supported the event. And I was really enthused, just elated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you're right. Our people showed up.
Absolutely.
And showed out.
Absolutely.
And listen, what I love, Darlene, is that you stood at the door and you absolutely tried to greet and touch and thank every single person that walked through the door. But really what amazed me, as large as the auditorium is, it was standing room only. We ran out of chairs.
Oh, man.
Yes.
But, I mean, we knew it was going to be big, but we had no idea that it was going to be so big that we will probably have to move the venue next year. That's how big it was.
Yes, you're exactly right. Everybody was coming in looking for tables. We had certain people that purchased their tickets early and had tables reserved.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people just came through the door and paid at the door. And it was amazing. I'm going to be honest, I didn't expect that. You know, I really didn't. And,
did you not, Darlene? You didn't expect that kind of turnout?
No, I'm going to be honest, I actually didn't. But David kept saying, I'm telling you.
But Lee, let me say this right here, because, you know, I got that presence in the air. I started getting the buzz, and a lot of people, we were kind of concerned because the only advertising agency that advertised it was On Point Talk.
Mm-hmm.
We were the sole advertisers. People said, oh, yeah, give it to me. I'll play it. They didn't play it. Thank you for not playing. Because we know that the only ad agency that advertised this was On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas and KAYT 88.1, the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And it shows you. You can go to our website,
mm-hmm.
and you can see the people that was in there in standing room only,
mm-hmm.
in a auditorium. Okay. Well, let me just give you an idea. It looked like a Peabody basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's how it looked. That's what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
So if you to see that many people in a party, and it was the most respectable, polite party that I have ever seen in my lifetime.
Hey, Darlene, you can't tell DC's a little bit hyped up, huh?
You know. Yeah, it was advertised on one institution right here at KYT, On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And Darlene and her team out there doing the legwork to make it. It was the biggest successful situation that I have seen in African American community since I've been back here as an adult man.
Mm-hmm.
Bar none.
And that's what blew my mind, because usually, I'm going to be honest, usually we as a people don't come together for functions such as this. But, I mean, they really just blew my mind. You know, they came out, and we had people that really came in and gave 100%, you know, Callahan's Country Kitchen from Baton Rouge.
DC, you gotta let her. You gotta let her talk about the Callahan's Country Kitchen, cause the food. But it was off the chain. But before we get to the food, before we get to the party, Darlene, I want to kind of create a chronology so that the people that were not there can really get a feel and a taste for what happened.
Did I say that you can go to www.onpointcxmas and see the crowd for yourself? Because don't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
If a picture is worth 1,000 words, just go see the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also go to my Facebook, David Christmas,
mm-hmm.
or Darlene's. I'm sure she's got some stuff on her Facebook. If you just like Facebooking, or you can go to the website. Either way it goes, you can go see it. And I'm telling you, you'll see what we're sitting and you're talking about right now. So go see it, and then you'll understand why we're excited as we are.
I know, y'all. Listeners, we are so excited, and we're still bubbling over from the weekend. And this is why we're excited, is because we didn't, you know, we asked people, don't look for the hookup. The $20 ticket is the hookup. People came out, Darlene, and they were trying to give, and they gave. And that's what it's about. And even though, you know, a lot went out from both of our companies to make it happen, the people that came out, it was such a great mixture of people. and such a wonderful crowd that even a pastor
and
the first lady could come in and feel at home and comfortable.
Absolutely.
And we really got to give big ups to Pastor Dexter Compton.
Dexter!
And First Lady Credenza for coming out and being the change that they want to see.
And let's not forget Charvette and her her husband was a pastor, Ananias. Ananias Robinson. Pastor Ananias Robinson.
Absolutely. So, Darlene, as the party filled up, and I know it was a little nerve-wracking because we were like, okay, we don't have any more chairs. What are we going to do? So, like, at that moment, Darlene, what are you thinking?
Oh, my. I'm going to be honest. I was like, Maurice, David. Are there any more chairs? And they were like, no, that's it.
I want to give them a shout out, too. DC, I want to give you a shout out, man.
Big Mo had to come weak because Maurice and I had on our.
Thank you for all the ripping and running, man. We've done another night, man. We greatly appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Maurice.
You was working your butt off. You was sweating. I'm like.
Yeah, and let me just say this, because in the institution of Civilius Care and Companion, you never really see the silent partner that Maurice is and the work that he does. Because, you know, and I have a real humility for him because I'm in the same situation. Carlette is the face of our business. So most people think that Carlette is, that's all it is to it.
It starts and ends
exactly.
with Carlette.
And when you see the institution of Civilius Care and Companion, I mean, they're all over the state of Louisiana. You know, she's got businesses in St. Landry Parish, East Baton Rouge Parish, Evalds Parish, Rapides Parish. She's doing a lot of stuff. You just don't see Maurice, who puts me in the mind of David Stock and Glenda Stock. Because a lot of people just didn't know until David died the power that he was fueling those five McDonald's that she run here in Alexandria. But after he passed, everybody soon found out that, oh, okay, he just wasn't a bohawk where he had to show everybody, hey, look at what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, and that's a person, man, and we appreciate that about you, Maurice. Keep doing what you're doing, brother, because that whole operation is working because of both of y'all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you.
And, you know, and I said this yesterday in the Sunday service, and Darlene, I know you'll echo this, is that we are the faces of what we do, but without our husbands, no matter what anybody thinks, we would not be able to stand in the positions that we stand in, and we want to thank you know, David, we want to thank Maurice because they literally worked the party. They worked the business in. You know what? A party happens, and it looks great to everybody that's sitting and enjoying it, but a lot has to happen behind the scenes to make the party successful on the business end. And so we thank you guys for that, and we don't take it for granted.
Oh, no problem.
You know, we're getting text messages saying it's the best party ever. Darlene, nobody had any complaints. I mean, we had ladies that drove in from Robeline.
Heavenly blessings.
Yeah. Heavenly blessings brought literally a van load of women from Robeline. Your ladies from Baton Rouge, we got a chance to hopefully visit with and talk to so many. Shreveport. Listen, D.C., Central and North Louisiana turned up. They showed up.
They showed out. A lot of people was there, except a lot of leading people.
It was amazing.
There were no leaders there.
Thank you.
And we wondered, you know, why when it's time for election, you know, you want the vote, but you don't want to support these things that really, really matter to women. And when you go into the church, who are you speaking to, really? You're speaking to women. And so we got to step it up a notch, even though we have.
The people are ready.
The people are ready. Even though we had a packed house, D.C., it should have been, well, I don't know where we would have put them, but there should have been.
We're going to have somewhere to put them next year. We're already, Darlene and I are already in talks with the mayor to get the riverfront here in Rapides Parish. So you'll have a time to redeem yourself, folks.
And, Darlene, what I love about the party is people came in and they said, who did the decor?
And Oh, my God.
Yes, that's how beautiful it was. And I don't know if you got pictures of the party before it started, because after everybody packed in, you really couldn't see the decor. But I said to the ladies, I said, Darlene and her team touched every single table. Darlene was there sweating early that afternoon after we had come in from a funeral, and we come in and try to give a little bit of hand, but touched every table, every chair to make sure that everything had your stamp of approval. Everything was done with a spirit of excellence. And then you get everything ready for the pink night in Paris. And then the food comes in all the way from Baton Rouge. It was, I mean, Darlene, the food was impeccable. The menu was incredible. God. And you didn't run out of food. How does that happen?
That's what I told the young lady that owns the business. Her name is Shanika Callahan. Shanika Callahan Moore. She's actually Reverend Richard Callahan's daughter.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Darlene. Go ahead. Hang on, Darlene.
We have groove on this line.
All right.
If we want to get the DJ's perspective, who's that? Let's say this. We get the DJ's perspective. Whom is a expert on parties.
Okay.
He is an expert on parties, and I like what he said. Let's see what he can tell the people, because we don't want them to just take our word.
Right.
Because you, Darlene, me, Maurice,
we're biased.
We were all a part of it.
Uh-huh.
We have motives, but Tony Groove from 93.9 has no motives. Let's see what he's got to say. What you got, Tony?
Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It just seemed like the last Saturday night was the epitome of how something wonderful can come together and that everybody can have a good time for one cause. You know, it's good enough to be able to have a venue, which is important many times when you have functions, and it's equally as important to have a cause to come out. And then you have an artist like Tucker to come on and do his thing, and he's quite well at it. And then to drag me in.
Yeah, let's not forget about you, Groove, because you did it, man.
To drag me in, to come in and to kind of open it up and kind of finish it off, that's a equally good thing, too. And I'm proud of to be a part of it.
Well, Tony, let me just say this. You know, Tucker was really a draw, but the people really came out to see you as well. You were absolutely incredible. And even after Tucker's performance, people were still equally engaged. And I told DC this morning, because we were up so early this morning, that's how much energy and zeal that we had. Because you know what? As we encourage others and the people who listen and the people who become a part of what we do with Darlene and all of the companies that we partner with, we need that encouragement of people getting involved. We don't want to think that our work is in vain. But then when you come out and you're able to engage people like that and keep them flowing, I told DC, I said, I think it was just like the perfect storm.
Absolutely. Let me just say this, folks, and say it publicly. If you are having any type of gathering in your club, your community, whatever it is, whatever type of function it is, Tony Groove from 93.9 is the epitome of professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
His equipment is second to none. This man is a meticulous, a meticulous person at what he does. He is, you have to watch where you're walking. When you go up around his situation, you can't go up there and be, because you know, Carlette calls me a
bull in a china shop.
I had to kind of stay at least 2 feet back from the operation. That's how high tech it is. This man put on a show like I haven't seen since the old days of Deacon.
Yeah.
When they used to
KTIZ,
put it down. And he just knows what to do for the people and how to make them feel good.
And Tony, let me just say, I guess all of us can say, we were just so impressed with your professionalism, with the spirit of excellence that you displayed, and just coming out and being a part of making a pink night in Paris a wonderful, wonderful event. We just cannot thank you enough. Go ahead, D.
And let me say this too, Carlette, because this is very important.
Go ahead.
Folks, this is very important. This man is so popular that we had to book him. Darlene said, man, look, we need Groove.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, I'm getting with Groove. We booked Groove
last year
this time.
That's right.
But let me show you something. Once we booked him, he had three other events tried to book on our day.
Mm-hmm.
Probably for more money, because you know our deal was a charity deal.
Right.
Went there Saturday after my uncle's funeral, Uncle Big Boy, God rest his soul, and after we went there after the funeral, we went in and Tony was in there, and he said, David, look, man, you know, man, this is awesome. We got to have this right, man.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, look, I'm doing some things, and it's costing me more money, but I'm doing them anyway.
That's right.
And that's what I want to hear. And you know what I said, Groove? Man, thank you. we're going to break more bread with you, too.
Absolutely.
Because we don't let people do nothing for free.
Absolutely.
At the OPT and Sylvia's. We pay.
For what we want.
For what we want. And, man, with his heart was so giving
uh-huh.
that we had to find other cake money. Well, I said call money cake, but
mm-hmm.
we had to find other funds to say, look, man, we need to take care of this man because he is a jewel in this community.
Absolutely. You absolutely are, Tony. And, Tony, let me ask you this. As we talk about the party, what was your impression when you looked at that auditorium filled with so many people?
Well, let me say that I was going to mention it earlier. All the folks that participated, I mean, not just from the biggest to the smallest. When something like that came together, it wears no biggest and smallest. If you had a hand in it,
mm-hmm.
you should be thanked over and over again. In fact, everybody that I talked to who wasn't working with me on my stage show, they all had the same mind. Let's make this thing right, and they look great. Y'all should. You guys need applauding, a standing ovation. I don't know if you've noticed the beginning of my show when I really started cranking up. I had the husbands standing up, clapping for their wives, and
yeah.
vice versa,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and the whole nine yards. But to answer your question. Everybody, from the policeman who made sure things
mm-hmm.
were cool. It was just a wonderful, wonderful occasion. The thing is, don't leave me out next year, okay?
Hey, well, you know what? I think that somebody's already working on next
we're
year.
We're working on that date. Soon as we're getting on that this week, Groove, I'm calling you. Soon as I get with Darlene in the think tank, we're putting it together. Let me say this right here, Carlessa, because this is important.
Okay.
No grant money, no grant funding, not $1. Was that Darlene, out of her largesse,
that's right.
has reached into her coffers.
Mm-hmm.
On Point Talk, Tony, who's given his time, because this man is worth well more to me
mm-hmm.
than what we gave him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people are, you know, I mean, you know, I'm speechless right now. I'm going to shut up.
Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead. Final words from you, Tony, because we really appreciate you, and we appreciate you for getting up with us this morning, but we appreciate the excellence and the professionalism, and you're absolutely on point. From every single person that was involved, it was a spirit of excellence. And we want to encourage people, Tony, that are listening to us, that you've got your show on Mix 93.9 from 9 in the morning to 2 p.m., that they should tune in, and you are absolutely a blessing.
We tune in. All of
we tune in, and we encourage others to do as well. And you know what? We can uplift each other. And you know what? There is enough room for everybody.
I believe it. You know, they call me a dinosaur. I don't know if I want to say that on the air, but they call me a dinosaur. And I tell people, I mean, my blessings come more than people actually can really count. I know that it's rare to be in an area like Alexandria, which is not an entertainment-oriented town. It really isn't in comparison. But the thing is, I've been blessed over and over again to be a front runner for mm-hmm. about 30 years or a little bit more. And once you realize that the Lord is holding your hand, you can go places that you never imagined you can go. But I got to be on the radio in about an hour.
Uh-huh.
But I want to thank once again. Thank you. If I don't get, I wish I had more time to sit in with you guys on the show and talk about
cool.
this and other things. But the blessings are going to come to people who take advantage of coming out to the next event thrown by you the both of you. I want to thank you personally and thank you publicly for just allowing me to be a part of it. And anybody that's listening right now, hug somebody and say, let's look forward to doing anything with On Point Talk and whatever they have and got their hand on.
And
let
Sylvia.
It be a blessing to you by showing up.
Absolutely. And you know what? We echo those sentiments, Tony, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. And you know what? This is only the beginning, because when we come together and we love each other, and anytime you listen to 93.9 and you listen to Tony Groove, one thing that you can hear and feel is his humility. But when we all come together, DC, and we don't have to compete with each other, and as he said, God has allowed him to be the front runner for some 3 decades.
Absolutely.
When we all come
right.
together and know that, you know what, Darlene and Sylvia's and Maurice, they've got a supply, and the OPT has a supply, and everybody has a supply.
Absolutely.
And when you put that together, there's no competition. There's no big I's and little U's. You get there, you put those covers on the chair, even though I was jacked up. Darlene said, I can tell you ain't used to, but you go out there and you try.
And I'm going to tell you this, Carlette. Basically, when we got here, when we came to this station, there was a lot of divisiveness, a lot of division at the behest of one person who wants all the kudos, selfishness, self-centered, and cannot work with others.
Uh-huh.
It is time to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
It is time to recognize that you're not the only person with talent.
That's
and to think that you are is you being foolish. And so it's time for our community to start working together and to get more productivity and stop people calling us takers.
Absolutely.
You know, because the reason why they're calling you takers is because you're taking and not giving. It's time to give.
And Darlene, you know, we talked about you and Maurice all weekend, and you inspire us. We've said it many, many times, but what people don't see is they didn't see the work, not just last night, but they didn't see the 364 days leading up to that one night. But see, we had the privilege to see that. And then they didn't see how tired you were Saturday afternoon, but you pulled it together. You were absolutely beautiful in pink. Your girls were beautiful in pink.
Yeah.
And you stepped up yet again. And Maurice, you the same. I mean, I know that you guys are working in your business and growing it. It's growing like exponentially. And then you're working so hard in the community. And for that, we say thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you all.
Thank you guys so much. And Carlette, I wanna say this. You know, this weekend was a very busy weekend for everybody.
Yes.
And I would feel horrible if I wouldn't say this. The entire night Charvette worked all day, I worked all day. Afterwards we came over here to the Ace. Of course my daughter Gabrielle came and put in her little time. But Charvette Valley Robinson, who's married to Mr. Reverend Ananias, I want to give her a big shout out. All kudos go to her. That's why God has given her life so much. This girl left work from Oakdale, drove to Bunk, and changed clothes at my office, came down to this auditorium, and we stayed here to 2:15, 2:30 that morning. I mean, she and you know, my daughter came. She stayed about an hour, and that was about it. But Charvette, you know, like I said, she had worked all day, and she came to this auditorium and stayed just about all night. I assisted her with the decorations, but you know, she's the brain in it.
Uh-huh.
You know, she draws up a diagram for the tables to be set up.
Wow.
Gets up on the balcony and put the stuff in the ceiling. I mean, you know, whatever, you know, and she's like, well, Darlene, if that's, I come up with the idea and tell her what I want, and she produces it. And then, you know, I got to thank God for her and give her kudos because she did an amazing job.
Absolutely. And you know what, Darlene, I think Tony said it best. Everybody that even had a small hand in doing anything made it a success. And we got to thank all of the people who came out from Central Louisiana and surrounding areas.
Yeah.
I mean, Darlene, the people got big.
Yeah, they
did. Yes, they really did. And I think the lady that came from Natchitoches, She's
Kathy Clark.
Like mine.
Kathy Clark, same business in Region 7, Darlene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think her name was
Kathy Clark.
Kathy Clark is her name.
Mm-hmm. And she literally brought a van load of
she
people.
She brought a team of people.
She came in and gave me a big hug like she had been knowing me forever. I mean, I was very enthused. It was a blessing. I mean, so many people that I didn't know that came up to me and hugged me, kissed me, and thanked me. And, you know, I'm going to be honest. I was just impressed. I was very impressed. You know,
now, Darlene, let me just say this, too, because Kathy and I were speaking a lot on and off the whole night. And next year, we may even put an event on like this in Natchitoches, in the Natchitoches area. So, Natchitoches, we are getting the mold down. We're getting the mold down, and we're looking at doing this in our communities around Central Louisiana. So we may be bringing a pink party to your area via Kathy Clark at Heavenly Blessings in Natchitoches, in the Natchitoches area.
And let me just say this, because I know we got to go to, we probably got to go to break here.
Yeah, Lean, you're going to be able to stay with us, huh? You don't have to leave, huh?
Yes, I'll be here.
We okay, good. Yeah, let's.
We're getting everything picked up right now at the A. So.
Wow, they're still working.
Let's get a
break here. But when we come back, we got to talk about the power and the importance of teamwork, and how one company, one person, one body could not pull this off. But when we come together in unanimity and we come together as one, anything is possible. And yes, it was hot. Only thing that was missing were the firecrackers. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. Stay with us. We're back after this.
Trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a Heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses,
physicians, associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though. Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a 5-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
for a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hicks
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Different from the start. At the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity.
Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals, we see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
That's all right. That's right. Let him go.
Stand by. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network, the official OPT Network. You know what? We're just giving you a little bit of what you missed if you missed the Pink Night in Paris. Now, not only was the food excellent, the decor excellent, the entertainment excellent, but if you missed the party, you missed Darlene's favorite things. Darlene, once again,
yes.
You went big last year, but you got even bigger this year. Let's talk about your favorite things.
Okay, yeah. Everyone, you know, my favorite things, some of my favorite things are electronics. I love electronics. My kids love electronics. So when I talk to them, I say, what are we going to do for Darlene's favorite things? And they were like, we got to do electronics because everybody was rude and wild over that last year.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, we decided to go again with electronics. We gave away two 46-inch televisions.
Who won that? Do we know who won the 46-inch TVs?
Well, yes. Peter Reshaw was one of the winners of the
46? Okay.
And another young lady, I can't remember her name. I think her name was Linda Jackson, maybe.
Okay. And people,
I'm going to have to go back and look at it.
And people came from all over. So people from Natchitoches won. People from everywhere won. And, you know, not only was it an incredible party, but it was almost like a Christmas party where people came and got gifts that they were just so excited and so elated about that it was unbelievable. Not only did you give away two 46-inch TVs, but you gave away cameras and
tablets and iPods. iPads and altogether, I think we had about 10 iPads and tablets and about 10 digital cameras, so real nice cameras.
Wow.
So,
I mean, people were just so excited. And this is just one other way that Darlene and her team came out of herself. Now, keep in mind, none of this stuff was donated. All of this came out of the funds of Sylvia and On Point and putting this together, mainly Darlene. I mean, this was her brainchild, her and her team from really start to finish. And we're just honored to have been a part of it. But Darlene, as you looked at the night, and I was saying during the break that I haven't seen a party like this since maybe back in the 80s when people really came out to parties. But really what was most shocking is that the people we thought would really be there and really support it weren't. And then the people that we had no idea would come out and support it were there.
That's amazing. That is really amazing. But, you know, I don't know what the deal is with that, but something that's this positive that's going on in our community, because the community here is really, really a small community. And I feel like we all need to start coming together, supporting, you know, functions. That way, more functions would be held in our community.
That's right.
Right now, you know, as of last year, you know, several organizations wanted the Pink Party. You know, they want to do a takeover. They want to take over the Pink Party and pull it to another city. My friends in Baton Rouge actually want to take it and pull it to Baton Rouge. You have a team out of Natchez trying to pull it to Natchez.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, and to speak for Marksville, because I didn't see a lot of their people here, but I had someone contact me about trying to pull it to Marksville. They wanted to pull, you know, the Pink Party to the casino. But as we were talking about earlier, the Dignified Divas, you know, they was the first organization to contact and ask about it.
Mm-hmm.
So next year, and of course, the mayor there, I applaud him. He's an amazing guy. He's already confirmed that the Pink Party, you know, he wants
Jack Ward.
We won't have a problem with the venue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to take care of all that. And I thank God for him and the Dignified Divas, because they jumped up, they're stepping up to the plate, and they're trying to be the change that we want to see. You know, so it's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Darlene. I think you're right on point. We got somebody else on the phone. LaWanda, good morning. And welcome. LaWanda, so talk about the party from your perspective. Okay.
Oh, it was fabulous. I'm just looking forward to the next one. It was fabulous. And Renee Chaney was one of the 16 ladies that was with me. That was my sister-in-law.
One of the 16 ladies? You brought 16 ladies?
I brought 16 ladies. And on Ms. Sharon Wade, we got our tickets from Ms. Sharon Wade.
All right. That is
amazing. Yes, we had a blast, and we're looking forward to the next one. We already planned it.
Y'all already planned it. And talk about your experience at the party, the food, the fun, the entertainment.
Everything was lovely. Everything was lovely. My sister and them, they don't do parties too much. You know, they church goers. And I got them out to the party and everything. They had a blast. My sister hadn't danced in over 5 or 6 years. She was out on the floor and she was dancing. And we was recording her. It was just a blast. It was a blast. A nice, clean blast party, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. And I think that was what the draw of the party was. People that normally don't come out to parties came out and really were able to come out to a party that was respectable, that was just good, clean fun, and have
a
great time.
Right. They wanted to get out, you know, and have a nice, clean time, and that's what we did. And everything was amazing. It was just amazing.
Absolutely. And we
went home, and I woke my husband up, and I kept talking to him. He said, "Is you going to talk about this party all night? We got to go to church in the morning." I said, "Yes, sir. I'm going to talk about this party all night."
And you know, the beautiful thing is that people left from Baton Rouge from the party, and they said, you know what, we're going to church in the morning. And I think that was absolutely admirable. And we want to say about church, we saw Cynthia Wade at the Pink service. And Cynthia Wade is one of those phenomenal people that, Darlene, is a difference maker. She is a worker. She is a servant.
Oh, my God.
And she is just available, isn't she?
You're exactly right. She's an amazing person. She's an amazing individual. Any type of event that you are doing for the community and it's positive, Miss Cynthia jumps in. She don't wait for you to contact
her. No.
You don't have to track her down.
No.
She comes to you. And that's the kind of people
awesome.
I like. When you're about it, you coming over there, you rushing over to help out to see what is it anything that you can do, and that's the exact person, exact type of person she is. And I mean, she did an amazing job. I didn't get the hug. I touched and kind of spoke to her because I was ripping and running so much.
DC said she's so unassuming, we didn't even see her. We saw her Sunday morning, and we said, Cynthia, we didn't see you at the party. She said, oh, I was there.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't need any attention.
No, she doesn't need any attention. And, you know, it's one thing to say, what can I do to help? And you just open up your mouth and say it. But it's another to say, what can I do? And you roll up your sleeves, and you get to it. And that's exactly what she did.
That's right. You're exactly right. That's exactly what she did. She's an amazing individual. And I want to say Thank you to Miss Ashlyn Wade. She's a 25-year-old breast cancer survivor. She went through stage 4 cancer. At this time, she's in remission. She was our keynote speaker, and she did an amazing job. She broke down and cried, but she did an amazing job.
Yes, she did. And I want to echo that, Darlene, because what people don't really understand is that stage 4 breast cancer could have been life-ending. And
that's
so
right.
When you
that's
have right. a testimony like that, it speaks to possibility. And she was absolutely amazing. We got somebody else on the line from the Pink Night in Paris. Felicia, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
All right. So, Felicia, talk about your experience at the party, because you're not really a party goer either.
No, I'm not. But it was, can I say, righteously in order?
Ooh.
And you guys are looking for leaders, but I need you guys to know that you are dynamic leaders. You guys are dynamic African-American couples that have set the stage for our community. And I just bless God for all of you. You guys on OPT Talk, Sylvia's, her girls, I mean everybody, because all of you guys represent what we need to be as an African-American community, and that says
it
all.
Say
from the church house to the grocery store, you guys represent it all.
Wow.
And I bless God for you. And you know, I can't say any more than dynamic. You guys did a dynamic job, and we can't go anywhere but up with this. My husband is a business owner, but he's a quiet person.
Mm-hmm.
However, sometimes you don't have to speak volume
That's
in
right.
order for somebody to recognize that there is power. And there is power behind you guys, and I thank God for you.
Well, you know what, Felicia? We thank you, and I know, Darlene, that you're probably just as blessed as we are by that. And for people like Felicia who came out to this party, that they're not party goers, but they're
That's
supporters.
Right.
They're
That's
supporters
right.
in the community,
right.
and they
That's
came
right.
out of themselves.
The
That's right.
That's
it right. wasn't about the party.
It wasn't about the party. It was about the support. You came, you know, and I heard what she said about you and your husband and me and my husband. I know you don't, and I don't. We don't hear that often. So I applaud her for that. I appreciate that, because I'm like this here. My mom raised me to be this type of person. Give credit where credit is due. If you did an amazing job, you did. You know, you did. Just like Octavia Jackson, that's another person.
Oh, yeah.
Octavia!
And they was asking me,
she put it down.
That woman.
Who is that woman?
She did her thing.
Who is that woman?
And she's always helping and giving. Always.
Another helper and giver. And then I said, when she finished, I said, can that girl sing, or did she sing? I mean, she sang.
Put it down.
That's right.
You know what? But there's so many people, and I thank you, Felicia, and we thank every single person. And you know, you're right. It's not often that we get those compliments, and you know, we
That's
give
right.
God certainly the glory, because we know
That's
that
right.
what we're doing, it's God using us. He's working through us, and
That's
He can't
right.
do anything unless we put our hand to the plow.
Absolutely.
And, You're exactly right.
And more of us need to put our hand to the plow. Now, yeah, it was standing room only, but we
That's
need
right.
more people. We need more
we
people
need more,
to step up.
More people.
Mm-hmm.
We need more people. And I want to say this, too, because I was talking to some of my staff and some other individuals that came into my business. You know, I hear people say, oh, I'm not going. Help, I'm not volunteering my time. That's her thing. That's her spotlight. That's her, you know. Oh, I'm not getting paid for that. Let me tell you something. Baby, all the functions that me and some of the other staff at Sylvia's do,
We don't get paid for it either. Our blessings come from above. And that's why when people look at me and say, man, how she did that? She must be doing something wrong. She doing this, she doing that. She get this, she get that. Her kids get this, get that. Like I told them yesterday, Friday in the office, is that savor. When you go out and plant a good seed, baby, you will be blessed abundantly. But you see, a lot of people don't understand that. Every time they do something for someone, they're looking for a payment. They're looking for something in return. I'm not like that. If I do something, it's from my heart. And once God lays something on my heart to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to step out on faith. He's already given me the knowledge and the wisdom. I'm going to do it. I have my health and strength. I'm going to do it. Then a lot of times, like I said, that's a lot of times they wonder, how do she get this? A lot of times, I'm not bragging, but sometimes I get stuff just dumped in my lap. And God knows I don't really need, not bless my children. When I say, here you go, baby, I'm blessing you with this here because mama don't need this right now.
That's
and
right.
Sometimes I'll just sit there and cry. You know, because who am I? Who am I to deserve this? You know, his favor is upon my life. His favor is upon my children's life.
That's right.
You know, and that's why I don't mind giving. I don't mind doing that. You know, that's what the good Lord has implanted in me, to be a giver.
That's right. You know, the word said that you've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. Well, you know what? You'll never be forsaken, and your seed will always be blessed. And this is what it's really about. It was a fabulous pink night in Paris. And this is the official OPT Network. Gotta get a break. Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, we thank you. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group. another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This morning is all about your momentum. And you know what? If you were not at the Pink Party, a pink night in Paris, you absolutely missed a fabulous evening. It was an evening that you could take your special person out. You could take your husband or your wife. Mothers. My mother came out. A lot of ladies brought their mothers out. It was just a night that anybody could be proud of. I'm telling you, my mom said yesterday, as we were fellowshipping and having Sunday dinner, she said, I'm still trying to get past my toe. My mom was out there dancing. I mean, people, Darlene, that just typically would not go out, I mean, just went out. We had said it from the very beginning. It was a party with a purpose. It was a party with a purpose. It was a party about bringing people together and saying, you know what? One of us could not do it without the other. But when we all come together, we're all powerful. We are more powerful when we come together than when we try to stand. And you know what? It's not about, we have to give you these kudos because we know how hard you work. But what we know is that you don't need it. You know, and that's the problem. Everybody needs to want to be in the lead and nobody wants to follow. Well, you know what? You're saying to people, yes, you can lead. We give it to you, but you got to step up. And what people don't realize is it takes a commitment. It takes your money. It takes your time. It takes your energy. It takes everything that you have to make this successful.
You're exactly right.
And so I just want to encourage people to continue to support the businesses that support what we do. Darlene is opening yet another business right here in Alexandria. At the business incubator on Wimbledon Drive, and you're going to be having talk about your grand opening, your ribbon cutting this week, Darlene.
Yes, Sylvia's Marketing and Training Center is going to be having our ribbon cutting ceremony on Wednesday, October the 30th. The Chamber of Commerce is going to be there, and they're going to be participating with us. A lot of our friends and family will be there. And
wait, say that again, Darlene. Your mic was down just a little bit. Say that again. Your whole ribbon cutting thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, on October 30th, which is Wednesday, Sylvia's will be having their ribbon cutting ceremony. The Chamber of Commerce is going to be there. They're going to be hosting it. A lot of friends and family is going to be out there helping us out and celebrating that moment with us. It's Sylvia's Marketing and Training Center. A lot is going to take place at this facility. We're going to be doing CPR, all different types of training for the home care services that we provide. And we have other agencies that ask us to do their training, so we're going to be doing that too.
Wow.
But also, it's a branch of Sylvia's Caring Companions. If you need a job and you're trying to or you're trying to get on the services, you can also go there. There will be a young lady in that office that can assist you with applying for a job. They can also assist you with applying for the services for your loved ones. So it's something really needed in that area. We have a lot of clientele and a lot of staff that drive from Pineville and Alexandria to Bonnke. But we're primarily doing this too to convenience them because, the travel is kind of, it's about 35-45 minutes travel.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to help them out too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Know, anybody and everybody that wants to come out and celebrate with us. We're going to have a caterer there that's going to be catering the food.
Wow.
Come out and eat lunch with us, you know, just come out and see what the facility is all about, you know, come out and
support and see what God is doing. And you know what, when we can truly be happy for another, when they're prospering, that's when God will allow us to be prospered as well. When we can truly be happy.
Exactly right.
We want to encourage people. Don't believe us. Go to Facebook. Go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Click on Susan G. Komen, and you can see just a little bit. We hadn't really put up all the pictures. You can go to Darlene's Facebook. Darlene, what's your Facebook?
is Sylvia Cares Companions. That's it.
Okay, so you can go to Sylvia's. DC said, you can tell I don't Facebook. You can go to Facebook and you can see the fabulous pictures. And Darlene, once again, we just have to thank you for such a spirit of excellence, doing a fabulous job. We can't wait to see how God is going to rise your star and what things are in store for those who truly are called by his name and who are willing and obedient. You know, the word says that when you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. And you're one of those people that's willing and obedient. Darlene, thank you so much. I know that you guys are getting cleaned up at the Hayes Auditorium and getting that all done. But we look forward to seeing you Wednesday, October the 30th at 11 a.m. for your ribbon cutting at the incubator on Wimbledon Drive. And we'll be announcing that so people can come out and be a part of that.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. Y'all be blessed. All right, see y'all Wednesday.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Darlene. Now, as we move from the
The pink party.
The pink party that was truly, it truly made me feel like I was transported to Paris, to the Eiffel Tower. Well, after we finished that, we got up really early on Sunday morning to go fellowship and be with our family at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, because they are our family.
Good folks, man. Reverend Chris Augustine and his wife, Rose mm-hmm. Augustine, they did a wonderful job of putting the program together. Again, Miss Teresa Anderson, kudos out to you. The kids choir, y'all did an amazing job of putting this event on. And I'm going to tell you, man, they show up and show out, and they come and they give. I mean, let me tell you something. It is a beautiful thing to see. We are believing God that one day when our show goes to the level that we expect it to go to, we believe that for New Jerusalem Baptist Church, we're going to be able to do some things for y'all that you would never even have anticipated because of the seed that you have sown.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we just want to say,
Jerusalem Missionary.
We want to say to Pastor Augustine and the family at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, you know, when we woke up Sunday morning very early for the 8 o'clock service, after being out very late, DC and I looked at each other. We rolled over in the bed and we looked at each other and we said, you know what? There's no place that we'd rather be than with our extended family at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. And DC said something so powerful. He said, at the beginning of this movement, Pastor Augustine, Pastor Chris Augustine, God moved on his heart, and we didn't choose them. They chose us.
Absolutely.
And to be chosen is so very special. We will never forget it. And we want to say to this church that God is going to raise you up, that the things that you have in your heart, God is going to manifest those things. You're going to begin to see the fruit. And let me tell you something. This is the only church in Central Louisiana, the only church, Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church at 736 Ducote Lane, that since we began supporting the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, has sent us a check every single month. And not just the check, but words of encouragement.
Man, they encourage us. And as a matter of fact, sometimes we get down, and they are the few. I would like to say to Reverend Chris Augustine, you are the few. Because sometimes we get up and we're dog tired and dragging because we know we're doing a lot out here in the community, and you really may not understand or see what we're doing. But you see the OPT crews out there rolling around, crisscrossing the city. Mm-hmm. It's not because we're joyriding. It's because we're working. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. These people have chosen us, and they have stepped up and showed out, and God is going to reward you for it.
Absolutely.
I believe it.
And you know what? They had a whole service in pink, and you know what he said? After he pronounced a blessing over us, over our family, over our business, he said,
over
our son, he said, you have this venue every year.
Absolutely. He's committed that. And I'm going to tell you right now, and we're starting to commit some things too, because as I was talking in there yesterday, God showed me building him a building.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I got. Mm-hmm. That's what I got from God. Mm-hmm. You know, as I sat in their church, who they had basically packed in, and we basically could probably, if we would have had a bigger church, they would have packed. But what I'm saying is he showed me, y'all, when y'all go to the next stage of a national talk program, mm-hmm. it's not going to be anything for y'all to spend $1 million to bail on people at church.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about. It's about having a giving heart. And that's what we're talking about. When you give sparingly, you reap sparingly. When you sow abundantly, you reap in abundance. And let me just say, DC, they also had an incredible, incredible testimony from Sister Brenda Randall, who was yes. there, that really shared her hope, her joy, and her faith.
As a matter of fact, Carlette, we're going to have Minister Brenda Randall come in. She's written a book mm-hmm. about her life, and we're going to come in and give her an opportunity mm-hmm. to share what she has to share with the community at large here in Central Louisiana. But we thank y'all, man. Mm-hmm. We really thank y'all. The community, man, of Vols Parish, Bunkie, Louisiana. Bunkie showed up and showed out. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm so proud to be from Bunkie right now. I could jump up from here and do a backflip right now.
Don't do it.
B-Town!
Don't do it.
B-Town in the house!
Don't do it. Again, we want to thank Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. We want to thank all of you who made the Pink Night in Paris an incredible success.